Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 26, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net on this rather dreary Friday morning here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We have prepared and now share a message that we hope will encourage you. It's titled, Cups of Cold Water. The scripture text are the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ from Mark chapter 9, verse 41.
I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, will certainly not lose his reward.
Andrew Samuel is a bank president here in central Pennsylvania who takes a bold stand for the Lord. I met him when he spoke at a Lancaster CBMC function about a year ago. During his message, he referred to the Hess family from Mountjoy, Pennsylvania, who was a great blessing to him as a young man thousands of miles from his home in India. As we talked afterward, I came to realize that he's referring to Lois Hess, a lady who attends our church here in Mountjoy. I told Lois about seeing him, and she said, "Oh, I would just love to see Andrew." So I worked on setting up the meeting.
About 30 years ago, Lois and her late husband, Wilbur, hosted Andrew when he first came to the States to attend Messiah College here in Pennsylvania. Andrew came to the rural Hess home when he arrived, and then during holiday break, since he didn't have family close by.
Yesterday morning, Andrew was in the Lancaster area speaking to a group of students at Lancaster Bible College and stopped by to visit Lois on the way back to his office in Harrisburg. Brooksine and I were present during their warm reunion. Lois had been very ill and only recently was able to return to her home after a long period of convalescence.
Andrew greeted Lois.
She's having a hard time reading today.
And you're wanting to read for me, so yeah. Let's try that again. Andrew greeted Lois with a big hug and he addressed her as Mom before we sat down and visited for a few minutes before departing and resuming our busy schedules. I think it's safe to say that he made her day and refreshed her with a cup of cold water.
And indeed, I called Lois this morning and that was the case. Well, the Lord is speaking in today's text. He begins with a solemn introduction, very common in his discourses. I tell you the truth. In fact, in the NIV, this phrase is used 78 times by our Lord. It stands out to me since we are flooded with lies from every direction. In fact, I was thinking about this through the night when I knew I was using this particular text. And I found blessing in just the statement of our Lord. Well, this lying seems especially so during the political season we're in now and in regard to so many of the current events. But we can absolutely rely on the truthfulness of God, who is not swayed by the opinions of man.
Many years ago, Lois and her husband dispensed cups of cold water to Andrew, perhaps literally, but most certainly figuratively. Far from his family in India, he found in the Hess home a place of refuge and a close-knit family-like atmosphere as he was to experience so far from his home in India. An enduring relationship was established, so much so that to this day Lois is Mom to Andrew.
Well, Jesus said in a similar passage in Matthew 10, verse 42, "And if anyone gives me even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward." And I found it interesting in comparing these two very similar texts, but in today's text we have that wonderful adjective, cold water. Well, today we are called by the Lord to dispense cups of cold water. She's having a tough time today. We're expecting company. I'm going to read it
you
again.
Are
today we are all
me.
Called by the Lord to dispense cups of cold water. Very likely we are both dispensers and receivers, and in situations like Andrew and Lois, it can become a reciprocating relationship.
Nearly 30 years ago, Andrew, as a young college student, was a receiver, and Lois was the dispenser. And yesterday, Andrew, now a middle-aged businessman, was the dispenser, and Lois was the receiver.
Let's all look for opportunities to dispense some cups of cold water in His name today.
Let's pray together. Father, since we belong to You, we want to bless others in Your name. Help us to love without reserve and give generously of our resources. We will reap not only a reward in heaven, but we will also enjoy the spiritual fulfillment of being Your hand extended to those in need. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's a joy to share God's word with you today. And forgive our periodic gaffes. We have company coming over in about an hour and a half. And I know that puts some stress on Brooksine. In fact, it's an old boss I had named Mark Polio. Coming
former
up with
boss.
His wife, former boss. He's actually my age. But Mark and I have maintained contact, although he left the company that we both worked for about 5 years ago. And coming over for lunch today. Hopefully we'll refresh them with some cold water and expect to be refreshed in turn. Well, today we point out our website is dailyencouragement.net. We have a photo of Lois and Andrew on the site today. It's an interesting photo. Andrew is obviously an Indian, and blessing to see Lois, and I'm sure the messages I printed out will bless her as well. We have a couple suggested songs today. They're just a little bit of reflection about a visit we made yesterday to our Amish friends and their farm. A couple photos of that that you may find interesting. Again, this is the message for dailyencouragement.net. That's our website as well for Friday, September 26, 2008. Be blessed today and dispense some cups of cold water.